A gang of teenage girls batter nails out of a big sheet of plywood. Over in the garage, three college girls pull apart 2x4s. Another crew of young guys dismantle a shingled roof. Most of the materials used to build this house are being salvaged and sold to raise money to build new homes for low-income families, a project of Washington County Habitat for Humanity. And these kids, who really should be sleeping in this Saturday morning, are all volunteers. Habitat County Chapter Executive Director Wendy Jones is their crew boss.
We are out in Goshen in Riverland Subdivision. This house is probably about 8 or 10 years old. The reason that we are deconstructing it is it sits so close to the river that it has flooded twice. So the owners built a new house up on higher ground, and they donated this house to us to deconstruct.
Homeowners Larry and Sylvia Olson cut a deal with Habitat to deconstruct their house. In exchange, they enjoy a hefty tax deduction this year. The deconstruction's been underway for 6 weeks and is about 75% complete.
We have salvaged windows, doors. We sold the heat and air system right on the spot. All of the bathroom fixtures, cabinets, light fixtures. And right now we're down to basically the framework on the house, and we're salvaging all the studs, the 2x4s, 2x6s, the floor joists, and even all the decking that's on the roof.
Salvaging is also very green, preventing up to 90% of debris from being dumped in the landfill, and saves a small forest of trees. Eric Oliver, owner of Sundance Pool Company, is providing his backhoe and expertise as a contract builder.
It's been a challenge because there's certain things you want to get started on, and there's certain things that the volunteers can do. So I have to kind of pick and choose what I need to do and have ready for Saturday. So it is kind of a challenge and a mess. The insulation is the worst.
Deconstructing for salvage is a new venture for this chapter of Habitat for Humanity. Up in Benton County, Habitat crews have pulled apart 40 homes. Wendy Jones.
We have deconstructed 3, and then we have done some partial deconstructions, and then we'll sometimes get a house that is too old for us to touch because of EPA regulations, because there might be asbestos or there might be mold or lead-based paint or something like that. So what we will do in instances like that, we will go into the house and we do what's called cherry picking, and we take out the items that we feel like we can resell in our store.
Throughout the day, trailer loads of salvaged materials are hauled into Fayetteville to the ReStore. That's a Habitat-branded resale outlet. Anita Zisner is the manager. She's a retired manager for Barnes & Noble and used her retail skills to start up this venture several years ago.
Everything in the store has been donated. We do have some new and newer items that are donated by the big box stores.
According to the Arkansas Realtors Association, home sales continue to fall across the state in September by over 20% compared to last year. But low interest equity loans and stimulus rebates on weatherization and energy efficient appliances have spurred many current homeowners to renovate, doing big tear outs. And more are shopping at ReStores like these for lumber, appliances, and fixtures, paying half the price and no sales tax. Business was so good, this one expanded last spring, moving down the street to this new location on 15th Street from very cramped and uncomfortable quarters.
And so now we have heat and air conditioning, so we have expanded hours. We're open Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays from 9 to 5.
ReStore has 5 mostly part-time staff and a slew of volunteers.
Interior. That's the same as this one, I think. This is Olympic. Maybe.
2 U of A freshmen from Texas, Madison Sandig, a mathematics major, and Andrea Bermudez, a finance real estate major, sort through a bunch of newly arrived paint cans. They also clean, put together lamps, and unbox things for shoppers.
Well, I'm Catherine Barnhart Thrift. I live in Springdale, and we're looking for a little piece of trim for my bathroom. My house is a 1920s house, and so there's just one little piece of trim that I need that you can't just go down to Lowe's.
Vintage building materials are common at ReStores because of the deconstruction, including vintage toilets. Washington County Habitat for Humanity's headquarters also are here now. A conference room features a new birchwood table constructed from scraps, of course, with silvery corrugated metal legs. Habitat for Humanity, an ecumenical Christian charity, has 18 county chapters in Arkansas, and 8 of them operate restores. And Anita Zisner says all welcome salvage donations.
All items except for open cans of paint, mirrors, and glass that's not framed, and clothing, which we do not take. It's always better for somebody to call if they have specific items, because then we can tell them over the phone if that's going to be something that we can use or not.
Once accepted, few donations are discarded, and donors get a tax deduction.
Even if we can't use something, if all the parts aren't there, we take it apart and maybe save the rest of the other parts to reuse.
Like lighting fixture globes and shades, but things are very organized here, divided into sections, and all items are clearly priced.
Furniture, here we have garden supplies, housewares, hardware, beds, exercise.
You'll find tile, grout, vents, water heaters, electrical supplies, doors, lumber, and lots of tools. Our receiving bay is out back, as well as a repair shop to fix up things like distressed cabinet drawers. And if your donated items are large, a Restore box truck driver will come pick it up.
We appreciate it any time somebody can bring an item to us. That really saves our resources.
After Restore bills are paid, all proceeds go, of course, to rebuilding affordable housing in Washington County. Back at the deconstruction house site at Riverland, Wendy Jones says volunteers are always needed and welcome. Lots of refreshments are on hand. The atmosphere is fun, and you learn new skills.
It takes a lot of people to deconstruct a house.
And to build a new habitat home. Right now, Washington County Habitat for Humanity is constructing several new homes on South College Avenue in Fayetteville for two lucky families. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.